And now, lights out.
Arch Oblers plays. Stories of the unusual.
This is Arch Obler. Have you been trying to reduce lately our chocolate sundaes, layer cakes, and thick gravies on your drop-dead list? And after giving them up, are you still putting on, shall we say, a bit here and there? Well, maybe you're not to blame. Maybe somebody is. But that's why I wrote the play you're about to hear.
Now, Arch Obler's amazing play, The Day Sinatra Got Fat.
Hello. Hello, operator. Operator. Why don't you answer me? Hello, hello.
Good morning, bridegroom.
Hello, hello, operator. Answer me, operator.
I said, good morning, bridegroom.
Yeah.
Now, George, why do you have such a silly telephone? It's out of a museum.
Well, that silly telephone cost me $5,000 for line charges alone, stringing it up the mountain. Look, mix me a bromo, will you, please?
All right, after I have one. I always say start the honeymoon with a bromo.
Yeah, we did hit a little hard last night, didn't we?
You did, I did. Here. Ooh. Oh, I hate the taste. All I remember about last night is a very beautiful green sunset.
A green?
Green.
Oh, yeah, sure. You better have another bromo.
I know green when I see green.
Sure, sure. Look, forget I said anything, huh? Get your things together. It's time we headed back to town.
Town? What are you talking about?
My dear Felice, we can't possibly stay here without servants.
Oh.
Well, what's so funny?
I just remembered when you hit your butler or whatever he was with that bottle, he sort of oozed down to the floor, you know, like slow motion in the movies. Very funny.
The salaries, I pay those morons a year round just to have this place ready for me. Well, look, you better get dressed and we'll take off.
Now, George, be nice. It's early in the morning. Let it warm up a little. Look at those windows.
Look, I don't want to look at anything.
Okay, but it must be below zero out there. Look, Georgie.
What the...
Snow? Is all that snow?
Did it snow last night? Do you know?
I don't know anything. I was out like a light.
Look, it's packed 12 feet up to the eaves.
Are you telling me we are snowbound?
Well, look, it's up to the roof.
Oh, I should have listened to my horoscope. It said not to travel yesterday.
Blasted weather forecast. They didn't say anything about this. Nothing at all.
Oh, well, what's the difference? They will clear the road for us.
They? Who they? There's no public road. Look, where do you think you are? Park Avenue?
A tractor. Don't you have a tractor?
Sure, I got two of them. But I don't know how to run them. I hire people to do that.
Oh, brother, a gentleman farmer.
Oh, what the devil you want me to do? Carry out of here piggyback on skis?
That I would like to see.
Well, you think I couldn't, huh? Look, I've got the physique of a man 20 years my junior.
That I wouldn't know, bridegroom.
I was drunk.
Yes, yes.
Now listen, you. I'll take your neck.
Let go of me. You listen to me. Don't you ever lay a hand on me like that again or I will tear your eyes out.
Oh, like a cat? Huh? A two-bit saloon cat?
What does that mean?
Well, you answer that. And Louis Fischetti's Bar and Grill.
You lousy rat. So you did the checkup bit after all. All right.
What the devil you think you're doing?
What your other wives did, getting the devil out of here as soon as I pack my bags.
Oh, and how do you propose to get out? Slide down the mountain on one of your horoscopes?
I will tell you something, bridegroom.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden I've discovered something. I don't really like you anymore at all.
Confession time? All right, bride. I never liked you. And that's
what?
A fact. How shall I put it? You're not my pillow type.
What in the...
Why did I marry you? It's a simple answer. You're a famous woman in your own right. And beautiful. For the next year, I'm going to be traveling in South America. Oil leases. They like beautiful blondes down there. Oh, it'll be profitable for you, too. A piece of each oil lease in writing. Isn't that better than a warm honeymoon? And now, I'll just take that suitcase and put it back where it belongs, huh?
If you say so, Georgie.
Don't be so docile. It doesn't fit.
We are a pair, a matched pair, Georgie. Only I'm more expensive than you. And when you want to get rid of me, you and your bank book, remember that I also know that...
I know what? Come on, finish it. Come on, let's hear it, all of it. Well, why aren't you talking? What are you staring at me for?
On your face.
Huh?
That grin on your face.
Oh, what are you talking about? I don't feel any...
On the other side. Look at your hand now.
It's green dust, so what?
The sunset last night.
What are you talking about?
Remember I called you to see it, but you were too busy fighting with the servants? The sky was green, all green.
All right, all right. What's the snapper? Come on, the punchline. I could use a joke if it's a good one.
Come here to the window.
All right. All right, what is it?
Quick, look.
Huh?
On the snow.
Oh, it's just green patches on the snow, that's all. What are you getting so excited about?
Green?
Well, so what? Some sort of vegetable growth. Lichen, moss, how should I know? Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Green stuff on your face, too.
Oh, get me out of here. Will you please get me out of this place? George. George.
I'm here.
Why did you leave me? Where were you? You said there was no way out. Where did you go?
I went up the tunnel.
Tunnel?
Yeah, under the house. During the winter months, we use it to get to the garage and the livestock, the hogs.
How thrilling. You mean you leave me alone to slob those blue-bottomed pigs of yours?
Why not? They're worth a fortune. Breeding stock.
All right. They are still pigs to me. Look, I'm cold. Will you build up a fire or something?
Okay. We'll be lucky if that wet wood burns.
Well, make it burn.
Sure. Just like that. What do you think I am?
What are you looking at now? What's the matter? I wash it off all the green.
Speaking of pigs, I knew you were eating high on the hog. But I didn't know you were eating that much.
All right, funny man. What is it now?
Your chin. You're getting a double chin.
Are you out of your mind? I never had a weight problem in my life. Mirror, where is the mirror?
Behind you, the other wall.
I'm not fat.
That's great. With all your yogi exercises and health foods, a double chin. Nope, it's not an optical illusion. It's plain fat.
But a little while ago when I looked in the mirror, I didn't.
But don't worry about it. It eventually happens to all my wives. But usually not on the honeymoon. Anyway.
Look.
Hmm?
In the mirror at yourself. You are getting fat yourself.
What the devil? What time it is. Felice?
What?
The time.
I don't know.
Your wristwatch.
Look for yourself.
It's buried in the fat of your arm.
I want to cry. I can't cry anymore.
So dark outside.
The lights. They have gone out, George.
I know.
Get me some light.
Well, stop yelling. What do you think I'm doing? Candles. Here.
What is it? What happened?
Generator plant quit. That's all.
Well, fix it.
Can't fix it. I'm no mechanic.
You are nothing. You hear me? Nothing. Nothing. I want to get out of here. I don't want to stay here.
Felice.
What? What?
Your face.
What?
I just realized something. Your face bloating like a pig's.
No.
Fatter and fatter.
Yours, look at yourself in the mirror. What's happening to me? Oh, what's happening to me? What?
Before we return to the day Sinatra got fat, a short message.
This land is your land. This land is my land. This land was made for you and me.
One of our 50 states owes more to its spirit of religious tolerance and freedom of belief than to any other factor. The state, of course, is Utah. And the settling of Brigham Young and his followers in the Beehive State shaped its future more than any prior event. The Mormons taught those who dwelled in the arid region that is now Salt Lake City the miracles of irrigation, and the area flourished and prospered. The lasting influence of the Mormons is evident in the state's agricultural prosperity. And visitors to the Temple of Queens, the Rainbow Natural Bridge, the copper mines at Bingham, the sheep ranches of Duquesne, or the richly colored sandstone Navajo Twins and Needle Rock, see what the first Mormons saw over 100 years ago, that Utah is the promised land.
And now we return to Arch Obler's amazing play, The Day Sinatra Got Fat. Buried in the folds of their own fat, the honeymooners sit in the snowbound cabin.
George.
Yes.
Is it morning yet?
Yes. I think it is.
It isn't possible for people to get this fat overnight, is it?
No.
Get me out of here, George. Please. Please.
You think that would make a difference?
Yes.
Look. Sunrise. Green sun. Everything green.
What does it have to do with it?
Dust sifts under the window, in the air. Green. Everything green. I tasted it. Sweet. Have you noticed how sweet it tastes?
You know something. Tell me.
I've been thinking about it for hours. Maybe it's this way. All over.
All over?
Sweet.
Tell me.
Something in the dust makes us fat.
Dust? Fat? Yeah. You are crazy. How can dust? No. It's something else, a sickness. Yes, I want to go to a doctor. Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
All right.
George.
All right.
Don't leave me. I'm frightened, George.
The radio. Got to turn on the radio.
Turn it on. Don't stand there.
No use.
What?
The generator. No electricity.
A portable? You have got a portable?
No. No.
You stupid idiot. You live in the middle of nowhere, and you don't even have a portable. You are stupid. A stupid man. A fat, stupid man. Where are you going now? George! George? Why are you opening the door? Where does it? All the cars. You are taking me away. Oh, bless you. Bless you.
Fool. I told you. There's no way out.
Then why are you getting in that car? The radio. Yes, maybe they are sending her. A snowplow.
dead.
No. No, ignition. Turn on the ignition.
Ignition.
We will hear. We will know, won't we? It will be all right. It will be.
Be still. It's warming up.
Fact. National emergency. Washington reports chemists are trying to analyze the green dust. Believe it is not of earthly origin. From interstellar space. Fact.
Get it back. Get it back. Why doesn't it play, George?
Battery dead. Finished.
It got fat. I heard it. I did. What did he mean? Answer me.
You heard it. It's same all over.
You are crazy. You are insane. It's a sickness, you hear me? A terrible sickness. And you have got to get me to a doctor. Now, George. Where are you going? A doctor? You must get me to a doctor.
I'll be back.
Don't leave me alone.
Don't pull at me. I've got to see about something.
Where does the floor? Another tunnel? Where does this one lead? To the outside, George. Answer me. To the outside, eh?
Yeah. Ouch.
So dark. George. Glendler. I saw my trouble as he saw me, Glendler. The doctor will give me shots. I will be all right, I know. I will be all right. Oh, my clothes. So tight, they hurt. Got to get out of them. Oh, better. So free. Wait for me. George! I'm Eve, George. Look at me. I'm Eve. Where are you, George? Oh, the doorway. George!
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Why did you frighten me so? We are going to a doctor. Aren't we, George? No. Oh, you're fast and big. And I thought...
I'm sick. So sick.
Why do you do this to me?
They're no fatter than they were.
What? Who cares about them?
Why?
It's me. Me.
Why?
The door. Which door? Which leads out of here? Tell me.
Why? Only we get fatter.
You? Not me? I will be all right. Get out of here. You will see I will be all right. Get rid of you. And I will be all right. Is this the outside door? All right. Don't answer. I will find out for myself. I always find out for myself.
No, don't go out there.
Let go of me. I will.
No.
I will.
Don't you understand slaughtering the pigs? You said it before. All right. Yeah. They're slaughtering us.
What?
You hear me? They're slaughtering us.
They? Who are you talking about? Who?
I don't know. But we're being fattened up like I fattened up the pigs. You understand?
No! You're crazy, I tell you, you're crazy. I will get out. Now!
Police! No! You're naked. You're free. It's no police. Come back. Police! Police? What? Why are you looking up at the sky? What? Hand. Huge hand. Out of the sky.
picking you up. They were slapping us. They were.
This is Arch Obler again. First, my thanks to Jack Crucian and Valerie Varda. Sound, Bud Tollefson. Engineer, David Diller. Music, Joe Leahy. Announcer, Byron Kane. And now about our next play. You know about claustrophobia, of course, the fear of being locked up in a confining place, such as an empty bank vault or your ex-wife's closet. Well, dictating machine in hand, I started to do a story about claustrophobia, which I'll tell you about after a short, unconfining word from your station.
This land is your land. This land is my land. This land was made for you and me.
In North Elba, John Brown's this body lies a-moldering in the grave. If Tom Wolfe could look homeward, it would be to Brooklyn Heights. Washington Irving wove tales from the fabric of Crum Elbow Point and Doghead Cove, Spuyten Duyvil and Glen Falls. Well-known people, little-known places, New York staters all. Too often these days, we confuse New York City with the state itself. Newspaper reports concern themselves more with Manhattan, island of the Natticks and chock full of nuts, than with Albany, home of the governor, or Rochester, home of the Kodak Brownie. More of us are aware of New York City's crime rate than realize that New York is the only state touched by both the Atlantic Ocean and the Great Lakes. Greenwich Village, Fifth Avenue, Broadway, the Verrazano Bridge, these are indeed part of a wonderful town. But the turning of sugar maple leaves in the fall, the spring return of the bluebird, the rush and roar of the falls, these are part of a wonderful state.
Obler again. I was telling you about my claustrophobia play. Have you ever dreamed of walking through walls, especially bank walls? Well, even if you haven't, you must meet the man who did on our next broadcast.
Arch Obler's Plays. Stories of the Unusual.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.